This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Phyla Hatch was born in Nashville, Tennessee in 1926, the child of innkeepers Sophia and Arthur Lee Rawlings. As a teen, she spent summers learning cooking skills from a Hungarian chef at the former Lookout Mountain Hotel in Chattanooga. In her 20s, Phyla became a flight attendant for American Airlines and Pan Am and flew international routes. In the late 1940s, that was considered a very glamorous job for young women. On her flight layovers, she was able to stay at some of the finest hotels in Europe and visit their kitchens, where she would ask their chefs to let her cook with them. Her success in gaining such access allowed her to learn techniques that gave her cooking a worldly touch. Combining her airline experience with her love of cooking, she developed one of the first in-flight catering manuals for the airline industry. When television arrived in Nashville in 1950, the newly created WSM Television Channel 4 needed programming. Within their first few months on the air, the station hired Phyla to create a culinary show, making her the first woman to host a TV show in the southern U.S. The program was called Kitchen College. In planning the 30-minute program, Phyla chose as her assistant Martha Moorman, whom she called Miss Martha. Moorman was an African-American woman from Detroit who had previously worked as a maid at the television station. But Miss Martha became the first black woman to appear on television in the southern U.S. Phyla continued to work as a flight attendant, and during one of her Paris flight layovers, a young tobacco exporter visiting from the U.S. helped her with her luggage. He was a wealthy Sorbonne-educated businessman named Adolph Hatch, Jr., who lived in Clarksville, Tennessee. 2 years later, he happened to see Phyla doing her cooking show on TV. After writing to her, they met, a romance sparked, and marriage soon followed. Phyla Hatch authored 17 cookbooks in her lifetime, including recipe collections for Opryland USA, Cracker Barrel Restaurants, and the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville. She was known as the Grand Dame of Southern cooking and counted Duncan Hines and Julia Child as two of her good friends. Phyla also catered events for the United Nations, mayors, governors, celebrities, and even the wedding of Princess Diana. In her later years, Phyla became interested in the plight of refugees from Iraq, Iran, and Kurdistan. And through Nashville's International Center for Empowerment, she helped organize a series of cooking classes for immigrants. Phyla Hatch died in 2015 at the age of 89. Here's a quote by Phyla that so elegantly sums up her extraordinary life. "My message in life is to keep it simple, to keep it beautiful, to keep it honorable, to keep it real." Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. For more information or to listen to archives of this program, go to authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.